This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The Bible has fantastic advice about conflict resolution. First, directly approach someone who has wrongfully harmed you and try to seek restoration. If that doesn't work, ask a third person, ideally a more mature fellow Jesus follower, to act as a mediator and witness to your second shot at resolution. If neither of these options brings confession and forgiveness, the church is to treat the wrongdoer as a pagan or tax collector. Here's the backstory. In Jesus' day, tax collectors were often Jews employed by the Roman government. These Jewish tax collectors were hated because they were known for extorting their own people for personal gain. Jesus encountered a tax collector named Zacchaeus, who was called a sinner. Zacchaeus was sinning, but he was transformed by his encounter with Jesus. Jesus remarked, "Salvation has come to this house, for I came to seek and save the lost." Tax collectors weren't inherently more sinful than followers of Jesus. To treat an unrepentant wrongdoer in the church like a pagan means to consider them not as a monster, but as one who is continuing to choose sin. If you've been harmed by someone who is unrepentant, distance from them might be the proper course of action. As the body of Christ, however, we should pray and long for repentance. To the defector, God says, "If you return, then I will restore you." God longs for and celebrates repentance and restoration. We should too.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.